one provision Doyle got rid of would have let grocery stores offer people 3 free samples of hard liquor for a total of 1.5 ounces. It's similar to laws Wisconsin recently placed on the books to allow samples of beer and wine. But nobody would own up to authoring this plan, which was snuck into the budget. Doyle says it defied common sense.
I think it's just on its face kind of patently absurd that you go into grocery stores with your kids on a Sunday afternoon, you drive up, take a couple of shots, or have kids watch people take a few shots and then walk back and get in their car and drive home. I mean, that's not exactly what we're trying to get done here in the state.
Doyle also loosened the 2% property tax limits for local government that were in his last budget and that Republicans wanted in this one. The governor says he still believes in property tax limits.
But I do believe that for a number of our municipalities this year, 2% is really too tight.
With Doyle's partial veto, the local property tax levy could go up by nearly 4% this year, then back down to 2% the year after. Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch says he knew about that veto ahead of time.
And considering the fact that the governor could have vetoed that first year out completely and instead chose to still keep a cap in place was, I think, a good compromise.
The governor also vetoed out a property tax levy limit Republicans proposed for tech college districts. Doyle said that would have hindered education attainment and job training. Speaker Hipsch says that was just one area where the two of them disagree. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.